Okay, today's daf Rabbi says daf Ayin Vav. We're holding three lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. And you recall the final Gemara that we had yesterday spoke about the fact that a house could be deemed halachically like a base sha'ar for purposes of Erevin. And the Gemara is going to continue with yet another similar type of case, where the Gemara is going to talk about whether a bias is a bias or a base shar. What difference does it make whether it's a bias or a base shar? Because in Yetz Hashem, we're going to get to the Mishnah on Hey Hey Omud Beis. The Mishnah is going to go and tell us that Anoisin es a ruvoy be base shar is Einoi Erev, is garnish mit garnish. You have to put an Erev inside a base dira, not a base shar. And a base shar is also not mechayiv in Hilchos Erev, like we had back on Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. We'll see Mitchim shortly, exactly the tzir in our case. So Gemara tells us, Omer Nachman, three lines from the bottom of the Omer, Omer Nachman, Omer Abba Ravua, Omer Rav. Beis Chatzeirois v'gimul batim b'neim. You have two Chatzeirois, one on the right, one on the left. And in between the two Chatzeirois, you have three batim, which were adjacent to one another. You got a chotzer, bias, 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 and then you have another chotzer. Aha, okay. Ze ba derach ze ben noisen ruvi beze, ze ba derach ze ben noisen ruvi beze. What's going on over here? So the Gemara doesn't tell us, but what is key to understanding this Gemara is that besides the people that lived in the three batim, there were also other b'nei chotzer, both in the right chotzer and the left chotzer, and they wanted to go and make an Erev. Aha. Okay, so let's focus on the right chotzer for a moment. The right chotzer people want to go and make an Erev, and they want to make an Erev with the guys, these three batim in between. They have to put the Erev somewhere. They got to put the Erev somewhere. The question is, where are they going to go and put the Erev? Now, you don't normally put an Erev in the chotzer itself. You put it in a bias which is adjoining the chotzer, because you want to make a beis shvisa, a mokar shvisa, for everybody to get together, so to speak, and eat on Shabbos. They don't have to physically, but at least they should have that potential of getting together and eating shalashudis or kiddush, whatever, all in one of the bat. And they decided, you know where we're going to go and put the Erev? We're going to put it in the middle of these three batim. Aha. Okay, so in order to able to get to the middle bias, the people from the right-hand chotzer that wanted to make that Erev with the right-hand chotzer need to go through the chotzer, traipse through bias number one, which was adjacent to the chotzer, and then get into bias number two. These were real railroad types of living quarters. To get into bias two, you had to go through bias one. But
the mamas go through the house?
You had to go through the house, yeah, yeah. And they went through and they got to bias number two. I don't know about your Gemara, my Gemara has a picture over here. You go from the chotzer through the bias to the bias umtsoi, and that's where they would go and put down the Erev. And that was the base, the first bias. They didn't do anything, they just used it as a pass-through, put the Erev down in the middle house. Same thing, the guys that lived in the left-hand chotzer also decided to put their Erev in the middle house. And they also had to go through the left-hand house to go and get and put the Erev down in the middle. Aha. So, what is the halach over here? So, Beis Chatzeir, the Gimel Batim Benayim, Zeh Bo Derech Zeh, Benoi Sen Ruvai Bezeh, Zeh Bo Derech Zeh, Benoi Sen Ruvai Bezeh, Zeh Nas Beis Shal Zeh, Zeh Nas Beis Shal Zeh, Em Tzoy Havali Bayi Shemenichem Bayi Erev, What the Gemara is telling us is that these three batim get a break. What's a break? Normally, if you're making an Erev, everybody has to be mitztarev, be mishtatev in the Erev. These three batim are off the hook. They don't have to give chalas towards the Erev. Why not? Because the bias to the right and the bias to the left are all base shars. Why are they considered base shars? They're considered to be like the guardhouse, either for the middle house or for the right-hand chotzer to which they are adjacent, because they're not being used for Erev purposes as a beis dira. They're using it as a pass-through house. Uh-huh. So therefore, base shar, we already said before, does not have to contribute towards the Erev. It's not considered to be a base neder. The middle house doesn't have to contribute because we said that wherever the Erev resides, that's automatically a residence, and therefore you don't have to have that the owner of that resident also add a challah. The fact that he's giving his dining room, living room, as the repository to go and put down the Erev, that's enough. So none of the three have to participate. Let's look quickly at the Rashi in the bottom of the Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Gimel Batim Neim. Bayeze Pasuch L'Chotzer Zu. Vizel is Zu. Ubayisim Tzoy Pasuch L'Beize Batim. So you have three Batim, one open to the right, one open to the left, and one open to both from both sides. Ze Bar Derech Ze. Ben Chotzer Zu. Bar Derech Bayeze Pasuch Loi. One of the right-hand chotzer goes through the house, which is open to him. And he put his Erev in the middle house. So therefore, the bayis that he walked through becomes like a beishar. Laver derech olav lemtzoy. For halachic Eruvin purposes, we take away its shem dira, we make it just like a pass-through, like a gatehouse. Be able to get into a fancy mansion, a fancy estate, you can't go unless you go through the Beishar, that the guard has to stop you and want to see your ID, and it's got to be picture ID, and then you have to look, and sometimes Mamachta picture noch. So that's a pass through Beishar to go into the larger house beyond that. B'chaim, same thing as Ben Chotzu Acheres, also also Bayis Absuach like Beishar, V'irei Be'emtze Chotzer, and now they put the Erev inside. So now says the Gemara, Ein Echmed, says Rashi, Ein Echmed, Yurei Abatam O'Ela, all three of these, none of them have to give Terech Litim Pas. Ela Mishim Beishar, the right and the left don't have to give because the Beishar, Beishar is potter from giving towards the Erev. The Emtzoy Mishim Beishim Benichim Be'erev, because that's the place where the Erev resides. All three of them are off the hook. And we go on to the next case, the Gemara, third line from the top, Badik Lehu Rechava L'Rabbanan. Rachba, says Rashi, wanted to go and test them to see how smart and how clever they are in understanding these halachas. And we'll see that the case that he's going to present is going to be a very interesting one. It's going to be just like the case what we had, but we're going to take away the middle bias. We're going to have two chatzedis, one on the right and one on the left, and we're going to have the two batim, but not three batim, but two batim. But we're going to do the same kints like we had the previous gemara, meaning that those that live in the chotzer on the right, instead of doing the normal thing, which would be to go and put their Erev in the immediate first bias on the right, no, that would make things too easy. They're going to go and cross through the right-hand house and go and put their Erev in the left-hand house. Uh-huh. So therefore, if that's the case, what we just concluded was that the first house now becomes the Beis Sha'ar, and the second place where they put the actual Erev, that becomes the Beis Dira, and fine. If we would stop the clock there, everything would be perfect. But we're continuing on. And we continue on that the left-hand chotzer people also want to make an Erev, and they decided also to skip over the left-hand house and to come put now the Erev down in the right-hand house. So therefore, looking at that on its own, also they have made the left house into a Beis Sha'ar, and the right house they made into a Beis Dira. But the problem is you can't do that, because the right chotzer people already made the right house into the Beis Sha'ar, and the left house into a Beis Dira. So the question is, can you have that each one of these houses have both statuses, both the status of a Beis Sha'ar and the Beis Dira at the same time? And that's going to be the Gemara Shail, and that's what Rachba is asking the Rabban. Beis Chateris or Beis Bata Benei.
The ones that decide don't really need the Beis Sha'ar at all. Mm-hmm. They really are, it's enough, they went through one.
Again, they pass through the right one to get to the left, and they pass through the left to get to the right. In each case, the Bnei Chotzer of the right-hand Chotzer didn't put the Erev in the right-hand house, but they put it in the left-hand house.
The other guy didn't contribute at all either.
Exactly, exactly.
You're
stealing the show. I know Chaim Ritter, all the same. It's Badek Lu Rachba. So Rachba was biting the Rabban, and he asked him, Beis Chatzer is a Beis Batim Beinei. Zeh Ba Derech Zeh, Benosan Eruv Bezeh. The guys that live in Chotzer to the right, in Chotzer A, didn't put down their Erev in Bias A, but they went through that bias all the way through the kitchen, through the dining room, through the living room, all the way to the bias number 2, and they put the Erev in bias number 2. And now the left-hand guys did the exact same thing. They went through the left-hand house, did not stop, didn't even look at the Erev that the right-hand guys put down over there. They just made it into a pass-through, went into the right-hand house, and that's where they put their Erev. So now the question is, Kanu Erev Oiloi, did these two Erevin work or not? What's the Shaila? Because after the dust settled, both of these houses now are a base sha'ar for one of the two Erevin, and each one is also a bias for the other of the two Erevin. But we already said you can't go and put down an Erev in a base sha'ar. But I'm not! I'm putting down the Erev in my base dira. Yeah, but for the other Erev, it's a base sha'ar. So could you have that one house should be both a base sha'ar and the Beis Dira at the same time? Can you say that the right-hand house is both a bias for the left-hand Erev, for the left Chotzer Erev, and it's also Beis Shar for the right Chotzer Erev? And the second one is the same thing. Is it also Beis Shar for one and a bias for the other? In other words, does it work or not? Both of the Erevin do not work. Why don't they work? Because if you're going to go and call these two houses base shars, we'll see that in another week or so, that he puts down an Erevin base shar, it doesn't work. So if you're going to deem these two houses bate shar, no good. You're going to say, no, what's happening is you're carrying the Erev through a house which you are not including as part of the Erev. Meaning, by the fact that the people in the right Chotzer cross through the right house and put their Erev in the left house, they're saying, we don't want the right house person to have a Shaychus to our Erev. We're only being Ma'arev with the left-hand guy. If that's the case, that house, L'choyra number one, might be staring the Erev. Number two, in other words, because he should also be Mishtatev. And number two, even if you say it's not, because we're going to put him together with the left-hand Chotzer, not the right-hand Chotzer, but nevertheless, there is now a Mokoyim in between the Chotzer, which is Mutter, and that Baizira, which is where they put the Erev, there's a no man's land, that right hand house, where they are not allowed to carry because it's not part of the Erev. The Gemara is holding that that's like a hefsik in between the two places we're allowed to carry. So I won't be able to carry anything from the Chotzer into the second house, into the left hand house, because I'm going through the right hand house, which is not part of the Erev. So the Gemara says, in such a case, you're carrying it through a bias, which was not part of the Erev. And therefore, I won't be able to carry now from the Chotzer into the bias Apanimi. So Zok the Gemara, a man of Shach, it doesn't work. Now, what the key to this Gemara is, that you cannot have that one house should both be milchiks and fleishiks, both be hot and cold. It can't both be a beishar and a bais. A man of Shach. It's either a beishar or it's a bais, but it cannot be both. Why am I focusing on that? Because Gemara asked now, Maishna mid Rava. Why is that different from Rava, where I do find that I can have a situation where one thing can be both hot and cold, milchiks and fleishiks, it can have two dinim. Where did I find this Rava? We had this earlier on in Masech, the Yomer Rava. Omru loy, shnayim, tsei v'arev aleinu. Two people said to Yankel, Yankel, we want you to do us a favor. We know that you have absolutely nothing to do on Friday. Please go and make an Erev for the both of us. Okay, maskim, I'm going to make an Erev.
What do you mean? Is Erev Tchumen?
Erev Tchumen, exactly. So now this Erev Tchumen, he could have put the two together down at the same time, but that wouldn't make it interesting. What he did was, Le'echet Erev Allah Mibayjoy. One of them, he put down the Erev at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, plenty of time before Shabbos. Le'echet Erev Allah Benishmashis. And the other one, he did Benishmashis time. Shabbos, I think tomorrow is 7:56. So he did around 8 o'clock, 8:05, 8:10, 8:15, 8:20. In that blurry Zman of Bein Shmoshes, is it already Shabbos? Not Shabbos. Kerefayin, 1 mil, 3 mil, 4 mil. It was at Bein Shmoshes. He went and put down the second eighth. Okay. So now, Zeshe Erev Olam Mibayjoim, the 3 o'clock eighth that he put down in the afternoon, Nechal Eruv Bein Shmoshes. There was a photographer on the spot and saw that they made a picture. Mamash Bein Shmoshes. They went and there was an animal came and ate up the entire Erev. So Nishdor Meka Erev. So Bein Shmoshes, the animals ate up the Erev, no more. The second one that he put the Erev down Ben Hashmash's time, that was only eaten up 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock later on. So now let's think about this for a moment. The Gemara says Shneim Kanu Erev, both of them the Erev works. Let's think. Ben Hashmash's L'chayra is either day or night, right? I'm not sure when exactly it is. It's a Safik, it's cloudy, it's mysterious, but whatever it is, it's either day or it's night. The Gemara assumes as a given it's not both. It's either day or night. Aha, okay. So now if I'm going to say that Ben Shmoshes is Lamashal, that it's day, in the first Erev that the guy put down at 3 o'clock, and the Erev was eaten up Ben Shmoshes, that means that it was eaten up during the day. If it was eaten up during the day, it shouldn't be Koina Erev, because there's no Erev there for Shabbos. It was eaten up, right? That's the first Erev. The one that he put down, my boy Joim, Nechal Ruv Bein Hashmoshes. If you're going to tell me that Bein Hashmoshes is day, so it was eaten up during the day, so Nishdor Mecha Erev of Shabbos. So Mush Nizog, no, Avad Nish. Bein Hashmoshes means night, and therefore, even though it was eaten up at night, Koina Erev. So you said Bein Hashmoshes is night. He put down the second Erev Bein Hashmoshes time. Bein Hashmoshes time is now night. How does it say that Erev is also Kana? Sidach Necht. How can it be? He can't have it both ways. Is the Chariah Bein Hashmoshes could, for one purpose, for Erev number one, it could be considered night. And for Erev number two, it could be considered day. Zoktimara, let this bias on the right be considered for one Erev a Beishar, and for the other Erev a bias. What's his way gefährlich? Yeah,
that's it. Why is it Shemes?
Why is it Shemes?
Why? Because really, both are a suffix. Here, but we just we always go with Kula, and that's it.
So why don't we go to Kula in our case too, and say that this bias can be both a Beishar and a bias, and it should be Kana Erev? Why did the Talmidim say to Rachba, Shneim Loikanu Erev?
Because factually, it's not a suffix.
That's Gemara said. Those Gemara said it. Hachi Ashta. How can you compare? Also, in the case of the Bein Hashmoshes, it's a Safik Yemama, Safik Laila. I don't know whether it's Yom or whether it's night. Loi Minkra Milza. It's not clear. So what means that it's not clear? So Rashi, it won't be a Chuka Utlula. If I'm going to paskin the both of these Erev and Akosher, nobody's going to mak the Rabbanan and say, how could that be? Here for this is day and this is night. Because everybody realizes that the whole Indian of Bein Hashmoshes is as a cloudy, mysterious type of thing. So people are not going to automatically say the rabbis didn't know what they're doing.
So
they know what they're doing.
At different moments. He can't do two things at once.
Well, yeah, maybe ask his brother to go and do it. Yeah, I didn't say what you're saying. That how could it be? Could be what he's putting down the second eight if somebody's nibbling and a little chipmunk came or the squirrels came and they were nibbling and ate up the other. Anyway, so by Savi Gems of Elayla Minkar Milta says Rashi, therefore won't be a chukut lule, there won't be a mockery of the Rabban. Aval Hacha, by the two houses, it's Lagabi the High Bias, Lagabi the High Bias, it's Lagabi the High Beishar, Lagabi the High Nami Beishar. But when it comes to the two houses, people are going to say, I don't understand the rabbis. For this Erev, they said it's a Beishar. For this one, they say it's a Bias. Come on, make up your mind. Either the Beishar, a Bias. Blah, blah, blah. And therefore, it's nicker that these are two different things. The whole lineage of Bein Hashmoshes, like Rabbi Pinchas said before, it's a Safik. It's a Safik. Safik Imam, Safik Laila. So therefore, that the Rabbanon are Mekel on both sides. People will say it's either Rabbanon and they're Mekel, and it's a Safik. So the Rabbanon are cool. Fishteich. Of the Gabi Batim. If you're going to go and say that for certain Erev it's called a Beishar, and for the other it's going to call the Bayis, people will go and say, come on, come on, give me a break. It's either apples or oranges. It can't be both. And therefore, the Gemara says that's why. That's why the Gemara says it's got to be that said the Talmidim Terachba that neither of those two Erevin work. Mashenkin Lagabe the Safi Bein Hashmoshes, it does work. Hanlach Hadar, Hanlach Hadar, Lach Hadar. Questions? Yes, Reb Barry. Yeah.
The only thing that was confusing me is that we have, in this case now, a base shahr, if they both say they're a base shahr, so then the conclusion is we have bias, chaser, base shahr, chaser, bias. We have two gatehouses.
That's the first part. That's the first. Man of shakli beis shahr.
That also doesn't make any sense.
Why doesn't it make any sense?
Why would you have two gate? How can you define something as a gatehouse if it doesn't protect the bias? Mm-hmm. In order for it to be a gatehouse, the one adjacent
has to be followed by a bias.
Has to be a bias. So if we're saying that each is a gatehouse and therefore it doesn't work, that also won't work because you can't have two gatehouses adjacent to each other if they're not a gatehouse as defined by the bias that it guards.
So the bias to the right guards the left hand. And by the way, Rashi says that in the previous Gemara on the Amud Beis, Rashi said that the one that we finished off yesterday, that each one of bias 1 through 9 was a Beis Shahr to 10. And then 1 through 8 was a Shahr to 9, etc., etc. Here, however, Rashi says that the Beis Shahr is not so much on the bias, it's on the chotzer. You should look at the top Rashi. Okay. So therefore, the right-hand bias is a Beis Shahr, is a gatehouse to the right-hand chotzer, and the left-hand house is a Beis Shahr to the left-hand chotzer. So then you don't have a problem that it's a Beis Shahr to each other. No problem. Yes, Reb Simcha Ilan.
It is true that both cases are talking about what Erev, right?
Both are talking about Erev, yeah. No question about that.
But whether or not Beis Shmosh is suffering from Elayla, but it's not both.
Right.
Here you're saying the first Erev is good, me go join because we, in theory that Beis Shmosh would be Elayla. Mm-hmm. Second one, you're saying really the second Erev is also good, same good one because we're now saying that Beis Shmosh is really Yoim, and after that it's good for Shabbos also.
Right.
So what you're saying essentially is the same thing. The Beis Shahr can't whether or not we're talking about Erev. Mm-hmm. In one case, you're allowing an Erev to be good based on the same thing being two different things.
Right.
Regardless.
Right.
In the case of the Beis Shahr, the Beis Chotzer,
the Beis Shahr,
it's all the same thing.
That what Mamish, you are saying beautifully the Gemara's Kasha. That was the Gemara's Kasha. What's the difference between this case and that case? What's the Gemara's Teres?
So my answer is that since nobody's gonna suffer him suffer Laila, we don't know which one it is, and therefore they're not gonna be so hard on the Rabbanan. But in the case of something more specific.
Let's look at the last Rashi. Maybe Rashi crystallized a little bit better. Leminkra Milzer, right? Five lines before the end of the Perek. They have a mili derabon ki chukat lula. Since no one can really pinpoint the exact moment of Bnei Shmoshes, when the Chacham are going to pass in one way kula here and one kula over there, people are not going to go and say the rabbis don't know what they're talking about, because they realize that this whole thing is kind of mysterious, and there won't be a mocking and a denigration of the rabbis. Aval hanach batim hakaimi, come on, everybody sees the two batim in front of us. V'mishavinin hacha hachi. If you're going to say for Erev 1, it's deemed to be a Beishar, and for Erev number 2, it's deemed to be a Bias. People know, they see the houses, and they say, hey, isn't that funny? That for the Erev on the right side, they call it a Beishar, and for the Erev on the left side, they call it a Bias. Come on, make up your minds! We don't want to give a chance for the Tzedokim. On the side, you'll see it says Minim. We don't want the Abikoris and Lidois to go and criticize and say, the rabbis, they make up their own rules, they don't know what they're talking about, and they stretch, and they have this. Here it's nicker, and it's not nicker. Han lochador zuktanai mishanai perik. Chaloin shemain beis chad seirois dalid al dalid betoich asora mi arvim shnayim vimrotsu mi arvim echad. We have two chad seirois, not two chad seirois. We have two houses which are no good. Okay, no problem. Chaloin shemain beis chad seirois dalid al dalid. We have two chatzeiros taka which are adjoining one another, and in between the two chatzeiros is a big Chinese wall, big wall. Okay, now if there was only a wall and there's no Pesach whatsoever, there's nothing to talk about. Each one of them makes their own Erev. In the right-hand chotzer, they make an Erev for themselves, and everybody can carry for themselves. And the people who live in the left-hand Erev, they make an Erev and they carry for themselves. And there's no connection between right and left and right, because there's a wall in between. But Ma Os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what did Rabbeinu HaKadosh do? We did make a Chaloin, we did make a Pesach in between. In other words, like a door, or in this case, like a large window, between the two Chatzeres. Depending on two criteria. Criteria number one is whether you have a large window or a small window. And number two, whether the window is higher than 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim from the ground, that will determine whether or not you can make a united Erev so that both the right-hand guys can go and carry into the left-hand chatzar, and the left-hand chatzar guys can go and carry into the right-hand chatzar. In all circumstances, no matter how big the Pesach is, and no matter whether it's 10 tefachim from the ground or higher or lower, you can always make separate Erevin. That's never a problem. The right chatzar can make its Erev, and the left chatzar can make its Erev. The question is whether they can go and unite together. To unite together, you have to have, number one, a big Pesach, and that Pesach has to be at least 4x4 tefachim. And number two, it has to be at least within 10 Amas for 10 tefachim from the ground. Now, why is it so important that it has to be 4x4? We'll see in the Gemara in a moment, because that's the chashivus of a Pesach. Anything less than 4x4 is just like a little small nook and cranny. It's like a hole in the wall, but it's not considered to be a bona fide window. It's so small, it's a gonish, it's insignificant. To have a chashivus of a Pesach, to be able to unite the two together, it's got to be 4x4. Okay. Why does it have to be within 10 tefachim from the ground? Explains Rashi. Because if your Pesach is above 10 tefachim, as we've learned previously in our Masechta, the minimum shear of a mechitza is 10 tefachim. So what happens is, your Pesach only began after you already had a full-blown kosher mechitza of 10 tefachim from the ground. Now you can no longer make a Pesach to merge the two, because you have a full-fledged mechitza before you get to your Pesach. And that is a Chinese wall. It's 10 tefachim tall. So therefore, if your Pesach only starts after 10 tefachim, then you cannot be ma'arev the two together. The obvious question is, what happens if it's somewhere in between? In other words, half of the chaloin is below the 10 tefachim line, half of the chaloin is above the 10 tefachim line. That we'll see mechim in the Gemara. The Gemara will address that shortly. Let's start the Mishnah again.
It's
chaloin.
No worse than a daka that we had before. That separates.
Okay, that separates. Here we want to unite. We don't want to separate.
Oh, but that's just...
Yeah, it's 10 tefachim from the ground. Mask. So chaloin shemein beis chatzeres. If you have a window between two chatzers, dalet al dalet, and it's 4x4 dimension, 4x4 tefachim, betzoyich asora, and it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, if you want to, you can make two separate eruvin, the right for the right and the left for the left. V'imratzim arvin ech, but if you want to, you can unite together. However, if it's pachim midalet al dalet, if it's less than 4x4, oy, lemalam yud, if this chaloin is higher than 10 tefachim on the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, you can still make two eruvin, that's not a problem. V'imarvin ech, but you cannot unite the two as one. And the Gemara is going to ask, L'choira, the Seifa is Pashit. Once I tell you the halacha of the Dalet al Dalet and the Toich Hasara, why does the Mishnah have to tell you the other side? You know, Mi Toich Lav Atashmei Hen, Mi Toich Hen Atashmei Lav. The Gemara is going to ask that question. So first thing, Gemara focuses on the 4x4. Lay Mitanan Stomach Kerib Shimming Amliyam. You remember at the beginning of our Masechta, we had a couple of times that Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees with what we have always learned throughout Shas. That what? That it's a din of Lavud, and Lavud is up to 3 Tvachim. And especially you have that in Masechta Sukkah all the time, depending on whether Machit is 3 Tvachim from the ground, whether Gdoyim Boikim Boy, whether you have Schach, which is 3 Tvachim from the top of the, from one Schach to the other. You always have this rule of the 3 Tvachim is Lavud. Comes again, Rishim Gamliel, that Allah is not 3 tvachim, it's 4 tvachim. I'm machlokes. So now the Gemara assumes that because of the fact that our Mishnah says that the chaloin has got to be dalet al dalet, that does that Rishim Gamliel Allah. That what? Wow. That up to dalet al dalet is kalov, and kalov means as if the whole thing is, you squeeze it together as if there's no hole there, fill it up with schach, so to speak, in other words, just close it up. Once it's 4x4, then we'll shag it. But according to Rabbanan that hold the din is 3, so then the shear should be 3x3 and not 4x4. Azeva the Yomar is up. So tomorrow night, I feel the time we could have on it. I'd come to Rabban Ali, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and in Levudin. The Gabi, the din of Levudin, whether we say that within 3, it's as if you collapse it together, you merge it, it's all one. Avalinya Pizcha, the Gabi, the Chashivus of a Pesach. I feel the Rabban Almighty, the Gadal Adal of Chashiv. That's considered to be a choshev a chaticha ruil eskabed a choshev a chaloyin ve'iloy. But if it's only 3, le choshev nishka choshev a zach. This is garnish mekarnish. Okay, continuing on. Pachos midalid Since the Mishnah at the beginning says, to be able to make a united Eruv, I have to have Dalar al Dalar. It has to be Lamal Miyud. Is Mamela no Yadara the Vachim Midalar, Ulamal Miyud, Loi, Zeichdoch. I mean, it's a double portion. Once I say that the minimum requirements are 4x4 and above, I'm sorry, and below the 10, it's Vashtaitzach. If it's the other way around, I'm sorry. That if it's less than 4x4, or if it's above the 10, it's Nish. Everything more Kamashmon, Tam de Kule Lamal Miyud. Dafka, when do you say it's no good if the ganzel, the whole Pesach is lamal miyud? Mitzasim b'toich yud. What happens if this 4x4 started at lamashal the 9 tefachim line from the ground? It started off the first tefach of that 4x4 started off from 9 tefachim. Mitzasim b'toich yud. Ma'arvim shnayim v'mrotzim arvin echad. The reason why the Mishnah had to go and repeat it because the second part of the Mishnah says, "Oy lemala miyud." I mean, if the entire thing is lemala miyud, then you cannot unite them. But if you only have a little bit lemala miyud and a little bit below, then already you can go and you can be ma'ar. And the Lashon Mishnah is taka meduyek, because notice it says in the Mishnah chaloyim ben dalet al dalet b'soy chasar. It doesn't say lemata me'asar. It says b'soy chasar. B'soy chasar means even part of it can be b'soy chasara. And if you notice, Rashi and the Mishnah already brings the maskana. The first Rashi, mafarish b'gemara, sheik tzasemenu and for lemashu b'soy chasar lekach. As long as abisale, then it's already kusha. But the second part of the Mishnah says oy lemalam. Lemalam means that the whole thing is lemalam me'asar. Oh, so if it's b'soy chashtikale, then this is kusha. In other words, you can unite the two. But if it's lamala miyud, there's no way of uniting the two. Says the Gemara, Tini Lahad Tanur Rabbanan. We in fact have a braisa that says this very, very clearly and expressly. The kul lamala miyud, if the entire thing is higher than yud. Umiktsase betoy chasara, so it doesn't really mean kulay. It means 95%, 98% lamala miyud. Abisidu 2% toy chasara, or 98% is within the asara, umitzas lamal, and only 2% is higher miyud, lamal miyud, ma'arvim shnayim, v'imrotz ma'arvin echad. As long as abisala is within the 10 tefachim, you can make one united eight. And the Gemara asks now a very straightforward question, an obvious question. What were the two cases of the Braisa? The first case of the Braisa was kuloy lamala miyud umitzasi b'toy chasar, which means 98% was higher, just 2% of this chaloin was lower than the 10th vachem level. Hashikul lamala miyud umitzasi b'toy chiyud amris ma'arvin, even though 98% is lamala, as long as you got 2%, you can be ma'arvin. Ma'arvin shnai vimrat ma'arvin echad is kula b'toy chiyud. If you have 98% below the 10 and umitzasi lamala miyud mi boy is a chadav apashit, why does the Braisa have to tell us that case? Well, you're right. Zuvain Sarachloy Mazuktani. Avad and Avad in the first case is that's the Chiddush. And now the Braisa says, and Madach, I told you the Chiddush when 98% of the Mat is the Chavad and Avad. If 98% of the Mat, then certainly ain't Sarachloy Mazuktani. Okay. So far, so easy. So far, so good. The next Shikli Gemara is also very easy and straightforward, but it involves a little bit of algebra that all of us remember from our youth, and therefore it's going to be very, very simple. And therefore what the Gemara is going to tell us is, what happens if you don't have an easy square chaloin, but you have a round chaloin? Geshmak! Now the question is, how do you define the 4x4 and the 10 when you're talking about round measurements instead of square measurements? Again, it's very simple, you just have to hold cup. Yes?
It's clear that not everybody has the same memory as you. Not this who allows brain.
Barry has a much better memory, Baruch Hashem.
But you say it's so easy. For some of us,
it's easy. No, it's very easy, very easy.
But we've had these things
before. Exactly. So Gornish Mekornish. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to, we don't have to go into deep geometry. It's very
not
simple.
Not brain surgery.
Yeah, no calculus. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Chaloin Ogul. Oh, it's got to be round, if it's round. Tzorach Shehei Behe Kefoi Esrem Vi Arbo'o Tzvachin. Then the hekev. Hekev means the circumference. Circumference means if you measure the outside of the circle, take the chaloin, take a string and measure it a room in a room from top to bottom, the circumference. Then it's got to be not 4x4 like we were talking about the square. It's got to be 24 tefachim. Ushnaim umasha mihem betoich dalid, and the bottom two and abyssala from the circle have to be below the 10 tfochim lines, shim yebenu. Because if you were to take this circle and square it out, nimtzamashu betoich yud, because I have to have that part of it. What I mean to say is that this 24 circle is talking about that I put the square inside the circle, and therefore the circle is larger than the square. Maybe we'll talk about it more on the Amud base. Aha. So therefore, even if part of the circle was below the 10 Tvachim line, that's still no good, because it's got to be part of the square, it's got to be lower than the 10 Tvachim line. So that being the case, you have to go up a little bit on the circle till you would hit where, if you conjure up in your mind a square inside a circle, and now it has to be 10 tvachim from the ground, so you want to make sure not that the circle is within the 10 tvachim, because we're focusing on the square. Ah, so therefore if the square is within the 10 tvachim, how do you have that? So you have to go up a little bit and include not just a mashu from the circle, but a mashu of the square, which means you have got to go up two and a little bit. How do you get to the chesher two and a little bit? Is a machloik is Rashi and Tosis and other Rishonim. Yeah?
This is the opposite of being mekel. Like when we were talking about the in Tchum, mm-hmm. we had a circle. Mm-hmm. We actually gave you the square.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, we're taking away from the circle.
You'll see, Mechim Noamid Beis, we're going to put squares into circles and circles into squares. And by the time we're finished, it's going to be Mechim crystal clear.
Mechim Yosef.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a chaloin, and then they made it a rundigen, Nishka square.
A rundigen.
A rundigen. Yeah.
It's just a hole in the wall.
It's a hole in the wall.
Along the opening, the 10 tfochim.
It's got to be 10 tfochim from the ground. It's got to start from 10 tfochim from the ground.
Why? So if a chaloin is a machubidigacholon.
Yeah.
Why do I have to have the square should be low?
It's not there, good. In other words, you're saying, why do I have to talk about square ones when I'm talking about round ones? Rabbi Yochanan apparently wanted to go and squid, wanted to fit a square nail into a round hole, or a square, a round
peg.
Square peg. Oh, that's right. You're saying that forget about the square in the middle, just talk about the round chaloin. If the round chaloin, if it has the shear of 24 tvachim, as long as a little bit of that chaloin is within the 10 tvachim, we should be okay. Why do I have to have that it should be 2 tvachim and abyssala? Because who cares about the square? There's no square chaloin over here, there's only a round chaloin. But Rabbi Yochanan said, since the shear of our Mishnah of the chaloin was a square one, I want that my dimension should still pass through of this visual square one, which I don't really have. I only have a round one. But I want that, had there been a square, that the bottom of the square would have been part of the 10 tvachim from the ground. So therefore, that's why you ask the Shnayim Mashu.
It's a kashrut. Who cares?
I agree. But Rabbi Zeita is also Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says,
"This is the Hagdol Torah."
Okay. Look, the tefachim u'shnayim. I'm sorry, tefachim u'shnayim u'mashu mehen betoich yud sheim yibenu nimtza mashu betoich yud. The reason why I'm doing that so that part of it should be within the yud. Okay. Now we have to figure out how did Rabbi Yochanan come up with this dimension, with this 24 hekif. Hekif again means the circumference. Fakti mechti kol sheyesh behekifoy shloisha tefachim yesh boy beroich boy tefach. What does the Gemara mean? This is the very simple rule of the circumference of a circle. What's the circumference of a circle? You remember from the good old days, it's what we call pi d, pi times the diameter. Pi, for our purpose, is 3, although everybody will tell you it's 3.14, 15, 16, 12, 9, 8, 5, 7, goes on to infinity. You don't need to know that, because Chazal always just rounded it down to the whole number of 3. Very simple. Ah, okay, so if the circumference of a circle is pi d, pi times diameter, that means 3 times the diameter. So if the diameter of the circle is 1, what's the circumference of the circle? 3. Does everybody agree with that? Yeah? Reb Simcha, Helf Mecharos, you know, it's hard, I don't remember the algebra from years ago. Pi times D. Pi is 3. Diameter here is 1. 3 times 1 is 3. Excellent. You see, you already helped me out. So now you're talking about if you have a circle and diameter is 1, automatically the circumference is 3. Now, however, we don't want a diameter of 1. We want the diameter to be the same as the side of the 4 by 4 square. What was each side of the 4x4 square? What was each side?
Four.
See, I'll beam you out. So if the diameter is 4, what would be the circumference? We just said now it's 3 12. Times the diameter. If the diameter is 4, 3 times 4 is?
12.
Right? More or less approximately 12. Do you agree? So, Frank the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yochanan say this is a circumference got to be 24? It should be enough to be 12. Says Gemara, Mechti, Koshi Yesh Be'er Kepa, Shloish Tzvachim. If the circumference is 3, Yesh by Beroich Beroich means the diameter is Tefach is 1. If betrays a sag, you should only need 12 instead of 24. Everything Gemara Hani Mila Be'igula. That's only if you're talking about an eagle. What does Gemara mean to say? Why are you talking about that you just had a diameter of 4 in the circle? After all, we want the circumference of this circle to be more or less the circumference of the square. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you're talking about the circumference of the square of course has 4 on each side, but the diagonal of the square is going to be more than 4. How much is it going to be? Sigmar is going to tell us in Miat Shem shortly. In other words, if you were just talking about a circle and you're talking about the diameter, your cheshbon is right. But since I want to pass through, I want to make the circumference of this circle to be the equivalent of the circumference of the square, I'm going to need more. Now, how much more am I going to need? So it's very, very, very simple, Rabbi Yisai. What is the circumference of a 4x4 square? We're not taking the area. What's the circumference? So the circumference, you just go add up, right? It's the perimeter. By a circle, you talk about a circumference. By a square, you talk about the perimeter. What's the perimeter of 4x4? 4 on one side, 4 on the other side, 4 on the other side, 4 on the other side. How much is 4 times 4?
16.
16, right?
That's how much is 4 times 4?
16. So fine. So if Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, so our Mishnah is talking about a 4x4 square with a perimeter for a room and a room and a room is 16. Zoktach yetz Rabbi Yochanan, but now I'm doing a circle. Circle, I need 24. What do you need 24 for? I only need it to come out altogether 16, not 24. And so the Gemara originally said, if you have a circle with a diameter of 4, it's a circumference of 12. What do you need 24? No. We have to go and now expand it from the circle to the square because we want to have the equivalent of the square, and the square is circumference of 16. So the circle has to be 16. You can't go and say not 12, but it's still not 24. So that's 51. How do you mean be good?
I'll be rule. Why are you saying 16? That's 4. If a tefach is 4 inches.
Forget about tefachim. Forget about inches. We're just talking about tefachim now. This hole in the wall, this chaloin.
See this chaloin?
It's 4x4. 4x4. Now to do the perimeter. Perimeter means that I'm going to take a measuring stick and I'm going to go all the way around.
Okay.
Not the area, right. See, 4 on the bottom, 4 on the right, 4 on
in
the top, 4 down. 4 tefachim. Everything is tefachim.
16
tefachim. Right, if I were to go and take a string and I would measure it from the bottom, 4, 16 altogether. Good. But this circle said Rabbi Yochanan, I need to have 24. So originally Gemara said, I only need 12. Because since I have a diameter of 4, I have a circumference of 12, it's going to be 12. What do I need 24 for?
Okay.
No. I can need more. Because I want the circumference of this circle should be the equivalent of the perimeter of the square.
Uh-huh. Where does he even come to that? We originally we only talked about the bottom 2 tefachim. Where do you come with the whole perimeter?
Oh, good. We were focusing before whether it's higher than 10 or lower than 10. But we have remembered 2 requirements in our Mishnah. Requirement number 1 is that the Pesach has to be the size of 4x4. If it's only 3x4, or 3x3, or 2x2, it's 0, Sugunish. So now we have to have that the window should be the equivalent of the 4x4. You're right. It's low enough, Baruch Hashem, it's 2 tefachim below the 10 tefachim line. That's taken care of. Rav Avrum is upset about it, but that we took care of. But we have to figure out what's the size of this window. Yeah?
Ultimately, you have to have a 4x4, correct?
4x4, it has to have the same equivalent 4x4.
So, no, when we talk about the you're talking to the ground, why? Because we don't really care about the square, it has to be a circle 4x4 like this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the circle has to encompass, I'm going to have to pull the math. It has to be larger than 4x4 in order to encompass the 4x4. That's what I'm saying.
You're doing beautifully, and that's what the Gemara is going to say in a moment. So says Imarhani Mili Bikula. If you were telling me that all we're dealing with is the circle alone, you're right. You have a diameter of 4, you have a circumference of 12, you talk only need 12, Nishka Kasha, then you'd have a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Al Biribua Ba'in and Tvei. But now, since we're dealing with that, we want this circle to measure the same circumference as. Sorry?
It has to fit the square. So
that's going to be the next point. You're going step by step. If, however, we want that this circle should be the halachic equivalent of the square of our Mishnah, ribu be'in and tfei, you need more than your 12. How much are you going to need? Mechti. Kama meruba yeser ala igol. How much is the square larger than the circle? Revia. It's more by 1/4. Beshitzer sagya. So we already explained how you get to the 16, because you add 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 16. How does the Gemara get to the ribua? L'choyre, the difference between 16 and 12 is 4. 4 is a third of 12. It's not a quarter of 12. Why does the Gemara call it Revia? Because we're looking at milbar and not milagav. In other words, the difference of 4, it's a 4 of 16. A quarter of 16 is 4. So therefore, the difference between when you have a circle that has a diameter of 4, where you're saying the circumference is 12. Now we are giving us the square, which is 4 by 4, where the perimeter is 16. That 16 is a quarter more than 12, in the sense that if you took a quarter of 16, you get 4. That 4 is 4 more than the 12.
It's like a chumash. It's always been...
Exactly. The bar melagam. Exactly. Says Igmara. Okay. So, b'lamaisa b'shitzer sagya. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say you have to have a window of 24? It's enough to have a window of 16. Says Igmara. Hani mili igula t'nofik migoy revua. Your cheshbon would be very good if you were talking that the circle was inside the square. And therefore, that's what the Gemara said before, that the square is larger than the circle. How much is it larger? Since the circle is inside the square, and if you see, Tosis has an interesting picture of a square inside a circle inside a square. So don't focus on the whole picture, just focus on the square inside the the circle inside the square. In other words, you have the outer square and the circle within it. So you see automatically that the circumference of the circle is going to be less than the perimeter of the square, by definition, because it's a smaller thing within the square. I don't want to talk about area. I'm only talking about circumference and perimeter. So you see that you take your string, arum and arum, that circle, you'd get all together to a cheshbon of... How much would you get a cheshbon to? You'd get a cheshbon of 12, like we said in the Omer Aleph. But you're taking the perimeter of the square, arum and arum, then you're getting 16. So it says the Gemara, so b'shitzer sagya, hanimili, when is 16 enough? Igula denofik migoy revua. If you have an eagle that is coming out from the ribua, av ribua de nafim migoy igula be'in and tvei. In other words, what does Igmar mean to say? Igula de nafim migoy ribua means that if you start off with the circle and you have the square inside it, av ribua de nafim migoy igula. If you have the other way around, hanim igula de nafim migoy ribua. You have the eagle inside a square. Avribua de nafim migoy igula, but if you have the square inside the circle, ba'in and tvei. What does Gemara mean to say? Because until now we were talking about that the Mishnah requires a square of 4 by 4. Now we want that this circle should enclose the square, not that the square should enclose the circle. Because if the square encloses the circle, you're right, the circle would only be 12. And your square would be 16, like the Gemara said. So where did Rabbi Yochanan get his cheshbon of 24? Because we want to put now the square inside the circle. Why do I want to put the square inside the circle? Says the Gemara, because I want to benefit mishemurshid dekarnisa. I want to get the corners in as well. Since, so going back to the Tosis' picture, don't focus now on the outer square, focus now on the inner square. The inner square for our purposes is now 4 by 4. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Now I have a chaloin which is larger than that 4 by 4. Oh, it's larger. Since the perimeter of the square is 16, the circumference of the circle is going to be more than 16. And therefore, l'chayre will be like Rabbi Yochanan said, 24. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan needs 24, not 12, not 16, because we're talking about that the circle is larger than the square. Why am I making the circle larger? Because I want the benefit of squeezing in the corners as well, the mush of the corners of the corners of the square, which is within inside the circle. Says Yomar, okay, fine. But you still don't need 24. How much do you need?
What's the benefit of being able to squeeze those square into?
Because Rabbi Yochanan wants to make sure that his chaloin has the dimensions of at least the 4x4 of our Mishnah. So how do I get 4x4 in the Mishnah? Make a chaloin which is round, which is larger than the 4x4, that I know for sure I've covered the 4x4. So now, how much is the circumference of that circle? Mechti kol amsa biribua amsa trei chumshi ba'alach soina b'shivsa nechi chumsha sagya. What is the Gemara asking now? The Gemara is saying is, anytime you have amsa biribua, if you're dealing with a square, or if you like, talk about a right 90 degree triangle, that what's the case over there? Kol amsa biribua, where both sides, both the bottom and the top, are square. Then the alachsa in the diagonal is going to be 1.4. How do you get to 1.4? So everybody knows the famous Pythagorean theorem that a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Aha, okay. So let's assume that we're dealing with, make easy numbers, one by one. You have a square, which is exactly, help me out. You have on the right hand side it's 1 and the bottom is 1. So a squared, what's 1 squared? 1, because 1 times 1 is 1. B squared is 1, 1 times 1 is 1. A squared plus B squared, which means 1 plus 1, how much is 1 plus 1? Is 2. Ah, so now C, meaning that's a diagonal, that we know now is 2 altogether. Aha, it's equal to 2, but it's C squared. C squared means that now I'm trying to figure out what number is the root, the square root of 2. What number do I have to multiply by itself to get to 2? Okay, so the answer is very simple. It's 1.4. Why is it 1.4? Because if you take 1.4 times 1.4, 4 times 14 gives you 56. 1 times 14 gives you 14. So it's 14 under the 56 is 196. Comes to 2. So therefore, every time you have a squared plus b squared equals c squared, if it's 1 on the right and 1 on the bottom, then the diagonal is going to be 1.4. Does everybody agree that that's 1.4? Are you masking to that, Rav Simcha? It was easy, right? 1 squared you agreed is 1 times 1 is 1. B squared you agreed that 1 times 1 is 1. So 1 plus 1 you agreed is 2. So far, 3 quarters you've agreed with. So now we're only up to c squared. So c squared is equal to 2. So how much is c? C has got to be the square root of 2. What's the square root of 2? 1.4. Why? Because if you multiply 1.4 times 1.4, it equals 1.96. It doesn't come out exactly 2, but it's come out 2. So that's why Chazal tell us that's the Gemara. Ich zog es nicht. Zog die Gemara noch einmal. Mechti kol amsa biribua. Anytime you have an amma on the part of this right triangle or a right part of a square, so then on the ribua side, meaning on the square side, if it's one amma, amsa trei chumshi balachsein, then the alachsein, the diagonal is going to be 1.4. 1 2/5 is 1.4. Okay, that's good. But now we're not talking about a square of 1 by 1. We're talking about a square of 4 by 4. So how much would be the alachsein of a 4 by 4? Just like I multiply the right by 4, 4 times 1, and the left 4 by 1, then the bottom 4 by 1, everything is times 4. So now I have to multiply the alachsa in the diagonal also by 4. Since they had 1.4 until now, 4 times 1.4, 4 times 4 is 16. 6, carry the 1, 4 times 1 is 4 plus 1, is 5.6. So therefore the diagonal of my square chaloin, I start off again with my square chaloin that I had in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein Echanami was 4 by 4 on all sides, but the alas, the diagonal was 5.6. Right, Reb Simcha? That's how we came out the Cheshbon, 5.6. Ms. Maskim? Good. If you want to go and double check, it's easy because 4 squared is 16. 4 squared is 16. 16 plus 16 is 32. What's the square root of 32? It can't be 5, because 5 times 5 is 25. It can't be 6, because 6 by 6 is 36. So it's got to be somewhere between 5 and 6. And presumably it's closer to 6, because it's 32. Right? 32 is 7 removed from 25. But it's only 4 removed from 36. And therefore it's 5.6. Take out your calculator. Very simple. Okay. So now you have 5.6. 5.6 is the diameter. If 5.6 is the diameter, what's now the circumference of this circle? So remember, you helped us out on this before, Reb Simcha. You said that circumference is pi times the diameter. And pi, we said, is defined as 3. And the diameter, we said, now is 5.6. So it's 3 times 5.6, which comes out to 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 0.6 is 1.8. is 16.8. So the Gemara is telling us, lecheira, if the perimeter of the square within the circle has to be 4 times 4, 16 altogether, the circumference around it only has to be 16.8. Okay, so let's go and push it up to make it into a full number, 17. But where does Rabbi Yochanan get this 24 from? That's where the Gemara is Shreit Chai V'Kayim. Mechti kol amsa b'ribua. Amsa trei chumshi balach soina. B'shifser. Shifser 17. Nechi. Subtract. Chumsha. Subtract a fifth. Which means 16.8. Sagyo. Does everybody agree to Cheshbon is? Yeah. It was 5.6. We multiplied it by 3. 16.8. Where does Rabbi Yochanan get to his cheshbon of 24? Evidimar Rabbi Yochanan Omar ki daini de Kisri. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Dayanim of Kisri. The Amri lo kirabonin de Kisri. The Amri igulami goyrebua river. Like we said at the top of the Amud, that if you have an eagle inside the Rebua, it's like a difference of a quarter. Like we said before, 12 and 16. But if you put the ribua, the square, inside the circle, the difference is not the difference of 16 and 16.8. The difference is the difference of palga of half. And therefore, since you're talking about 16, half of 16 is 8. You have to add 8 to the 16 to make it 24. So the Daini, the Kisri are telling us that if you put a square within the circle, and the square has a perimeter of 16, you got to add half to that. What's the half? 8. Therefore, the circumference is going to be 24. All of that is very, very beautiful. The problem is, but that's not correct. Because if you go to any person that knows any basic math, like we just said before, you do it yourself and you see, it's got 24. So a great sapella. And in fact, Rabbeinu Chanan on the Masechta Sukkah, when the Gemara in Sukkah quotes this Gemara, says that our Gemara says, but we see with our own eyes that the Dayanei Kisri made a mistake. Our Gemara doesn't have that Kisri. But Rabbeinu Chanan in Sukkah, when he quotes this Gemara, because this Gemara is also in Sukkah, there he says that the Gemara says, Abba Sinishtamis. So, Toisis and all Rishayim, Muchenzach. We don't want to go and quote Dayanei the Kisri and tell them that they're a bunch of fools, they don't know simple math. But even those of us that are not so great mathematicians, like Reb Simcha and me, I'm sorry, Reb Simcha is your great mathematician, ich bin noch nicht. Even us, we were able to figure out immediately, 16.8, we came to the 24. So it's a great appeal. So Toisis says that we're all making a mistake. The Dayanei the Kisri or Kliege mention, they knew math as well as we did. So how did they get to the Cheshbon of 24? Because they're not talking about circumferences, they're talking about area. An area taka, this would be 16, and this would be 24. Well, how do you see that? Okay, so what's the area of a square? We're not taking perimeters now, we're not adding, we're multiplying. The area of a square is 4 on one side, 4 on the bottom, 4 times 4 is 16. Rather, the perimeter and the area come out the same, because it's 4 times 4 on top, 4 on the bottom. It's an area of 16 square tvach. Now, what is the area of this circle? So now, remember, for area, it's a different cheshbon. There, the area, Reb Simcha, remind me, it's not pi d. By area, I think it's pi r squared. Zentimaskim, pi r squared? Yeah, so that's the area. Okay, so now, remember, a radius is half of the diameter. And we said before, what is the diameter of this circle? Remember, this circle is around the square. And the square is 4 by 4. So therefore the diagonal of the square was 5.6. Barry, you must ask him? Yeah. It's 5.6, which means that's the diameter. Now that's diameter, but it's pi r squared. So if we have to take half of the diameter, because we have to take a radius. What's half of 5.6? 2.8. 2.8. Aha, okay. And now we're doing pi, which is 3, times r squared. R squared means the square root. Now we're going to square the 2.8. 2.8 times 2.8. If it was 3 times 3, it would be 9. Since it's 2.8 times 2.8, it comes out to almost 8. Almost 8.
Berch.
2.8. Figure it out on your calculator. You see 2.8 times 2.8 comes out berch 8. 7.64, 7.84. But it comes out kamat 8. So therefore, if that's 8, and pi r squared we just said now is 8, pi is 3. How much is 3 times 8? 24. So it says Toisvis and other Rishonim, and the Goyin has a different cheshbon too, that when the Dain of the Kisri said that the difference between the square and the circle, they're not talking about circumferences. About a circumference, you're right. The circumference of the square is only 16, and the circumference of the circle is like 16.8, like we made a cheshbon before. But in terms of area, the area of the square inside is 16, and the area of the circle, a room, that would be 24. How do we get 24? Because the diameter is 5.6. We take half of the diameter, we take the radius is 2.8. Pi r squared, we take the radius and we square it. 2.8 times 2.8 comes out to roughly 8. Pi is roughly 3. 3 times 8 is 24. So therefore the difference in space is, this is 16, this is 24. And that's what the Gemara said. The difference is half of the 16. We add the 8 to the 16 and we get the 24. Ein betoises, and that's the ganze chashuv. Anyway, back to our Gemara. That was very exciting. And we get back to the Mishnah once again. Dr. Mishnah, pochis midal al dalid, if it's less than 4 by 4. We're talking about two chatzeros, which are adjacent to one another. Amar Nachman, lo yishonu ele chaloin shebein beis chatzeros. Av chaloin shebein beis batim. Afilu malami asora, nami emrotzu le'arev ma'arvin echad. Even though in our Mishnah we said that when the Pesach is above 10 tvachim, totally above 10 tvachim, it's not deemed to be a Pesach, and therefore you cannot unite the two chateres with a united Erev. However, if the chaloin is inside a bayis, even if it's l'malam yasara, ma'ar v'nechad, why? My timer. Basic command the molly dummy. We had this svara on earlier on Namasechta. We deem the whole house from the floor until the chaloin as if it's all full, and therefore it's not 10 tvachim from the ground. It's on the ground. It's as if it's within the 10 tvachim. Ah, since within the 10 tvachim, not a problem. Frankly, more Eisur of Ram Nachman, Azay. Let me show you a braisa. Echad li chaloin shebein beis chatzeres. V'echad li chaloin shebein beis batim. V'echad li chaloin shebein beis aliyos. V'echad li chaloin shebein beis gagin. V'echad li chaloin shebein beis chadorim. Kulan, they all have the same halacha, dalid al dalid b'toich asara. How did you say it could be lemala me'asara? Zogt Rav Nachman Teguma, when the Braisa said that it's got to be lemata b'toich asara, Teguma chatzeirois. But all the others, it does not have to be b'toich asara. What are you talking about? It's very, very clear. That the Gemara that the Braisa said, "Echad li chaloin bin chatzeros and bin batim and aliyos and gag and chadorim," that's going to dalet adalet. Dalet adalet, that's uniform every one of the windows. In terms of how high it's got to be, that's already not so simple. But the others, it doesn't. But that's not the Lashon HaBraisa. But they mushman zogin because the Shver HaKasha on Rav Nachman. Oh, now we're not talking about from house to house with a chaloin in between. Now we're talking about first floor to second floor, what we call the attic. Doesn't have to be the attic, a second floor. And to get from one floor to the other, about it, there was a hole in the floor to be able to go up. And of course, you had to have a sulam, like the Gemara is going to say. You have to have a ladder. Otherwise, how can you get through? You can't jump up. I mean, some people could, but most people can't jump up so high. So now the question is, and we're assuming that that hole in the floor or in the ceiling is also 4 by 4. But the question is, but it's lamalami asara tvachim. because I'm assuming that the person who's living down below has some living space. I mean, the new houses, it's not like the old apartments and where you have 10, 12 feet. Actually, you have 7 feet, 6.5 feet, 8 feet, but it's certainly more than 10 tvachim. So now the question is, Tzarech Sulam Kavul Ateirai, if you want to go and make an Erev between upstairs and downstairs to be able to carry upstairs and down on Shabbos, do you need that there should be a Sulam? Because by putting a Sulam there, Sulam Mishum Pesach, that would therefore unite the two and make it into a usable opening, because without the Sulam you can't use it. You don't need the Sulam. Why don't you need the Sulam? Because you will say that the bottom floor is Kamanda Maliadami. So it's as if I happen to be one or three or four or five Tvachim right beneath the hole in the ceiling. So they don't need a Sulam to get there. Because based on Kamanda Maliadami, it's as if I'm there and if I'm within the 10 Tvachim. So maybe I can use that even without the Sulam and be matter to make an Erev. Okay, I'm reading basically on the Mali Adami Hanimi Limitatan. Maybe only if you have the two Batim or Chatzeroi side by side. Batim, not Chatzeroi. Avil be'em Tzaloi, but maybe if it's on top of the ceiling and the top of the roof, Nisht. Or Idil Meloishno, maybe it makes no difference. Amale in it, sir. You don't need the Sulam. You don't need the Sulam. Why? Because come on, the Mali Adami. I'm sorry?
How do you get upstairs?
That's a good question. That's the physical. We're talking about in terms of making the Erev, you don't need the Sulam. For purpose of the Erev, it's deemed to be within 10 Tvachim from the ground. Sure. So, Minas, Gemara wants to make us a shikul compromise. Sulam kavul hu deinitzach. Yitaka don't need a permanent Sulam. But ha-sulam ha-roi tzarech, ha-be'epes you have to have, like Rav Pinchas says, otherwise you can't get upstairs. How can you get to the second floor? Itmar Rav Yosef bar Yumi Yomer Rav Nachman Echad Sulam Kavua V'Echad Sulam Aroi Ein Tzarech, you don't need it because Gemanda Mali Adami, and therefore you can make an Erev even without any Sulam whatsoever.